Harriet from Texas asks, someone mentioned that the size of our eyeballs does not change from birth. Is this true or false? Sounds like one of those myths.
What do you think, Mark? Who is this someone that Harriet is talking to?
I don't know. Maybe Harriet's a Chihuahua. Chihuahuas have those eyes that are sort of hanging, those kind of oozy eyes that hang out on little stems.
Oozy eyes? What are you?
Oozy eyes.
Here's a question I'm going to throw out to the group. How large in diameter are an average newborn's eyes?
I'd say
18 millimeters? Very good.
18, yeah. Right.
So at birth, your eyes are actually about two-thirds to three-quarters the size they are at adult age. So you're not born with your adult-size eyeballs. They are relatively large, and most of the growth is in the first year, sometimes up to the first 3 years of life. But children's heads are much larger with respect to the rest of their body, so the body surface area is much larger. That's why you see people so careful to put hats on kids, because they can lose a lot of temperature. So your eyes are very large, but not adult size. So, Harriet, that someone is giving you false information.
I would just like to add a little addendum that Billy Goldberg, who is a remarkable painter, figurative painter, for some reason has a predilection for painting babies with enormous eyes.
The eyes are the window to your soul, Mark.
Well, you've got some big-ass windows on those babies, I have to say.
Can you say that word on a podcast?
Yes.
Especially if it's in context of a medical discussion.
Right.